Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Boiler Lock Podcast Show. Talking about all the states. And I have to learn about all the states because I'm going to go visit all the states. So that's why the Simone channel, you know, where they got all the planes and stuff in Washington, D.C., they got a channel too. The old planes and rockets and spaceships, Simone channel. I'm watching that channel and it's telling me all about the states, you know. And I'm gonna get there, people. I'm gonna get there. And Star Trek Picard is looking really good. I think that it's gonna give us a really good vibe with these characters. You know? I mean, in my opinion, instead of doing Star Trek Picard, they should have just let the Next Generation do 3 movies, you know? I mean, it would have saved money and everything, you know? What y'all Star Trek fans think? Should they just continue making Picard for 3 seasons? Or should they just brought the Next Generation back to make three movies, you know? Wouldn't that been sent make sense? But I love Picard. I don't know about the rest of the Star Trek fans. I can't speak for them. But I like Picard. Kind of bring us back to the days of Picard. And like I said before, I think something's up. I think Alan Brooks is already signed on, and I think Deep Space Nine going to be the next comeback for 3 seasons. Watch me. Might not be now, but look out, Star Trek fans. We going to get Deep Space Nine and Voyager, even Enterprise. I just got it because we got Strange New Worlds, right? So Enterprise can come. Go to Time Warp and meet Captain Christopher Picard, Christopher Piper, and it's a lot of ways to do it, you know, it's just a lot of ways to do it, and yeah, I mean, it's really, really cool, people, and this is my opinion, you know, and we get ready for the Star Trek Picard and Star Trek Discovery and then Star Trek Strange New Worlds. Now, somebody got to take Star Trek Picard place for next year. And we don't know who. We don't know what's coming. We already know Providence is coming back. That's a really good cartoon. We already know Lower Decks coming back for a 5th season. And we already know Strange New Worlds probably going to get a third, 4th, and 5th season too. Now, I know I'm looking for Strange New Worlds to go past Discovery. Because Discovery is getting really good. You know, it's just getting gooder and gooder. And I'm looking for Discovery to do 7 seasons. But I'm also looking for Strange New Worlds to do 7 seasons. So we're going to have 2 Star Treks to do 7 seasons. But we got to get a Star Trek show that stands alone and have a crew go explore. Now, we already got Discovery 900 Years into the Future. So, when that show ends, we already opened that door. So that means they're probably going to make a Star Trek show to rebuild the Federation, United Federation. And, you know, we might get a crew with that. We might get another Star Trek crew and another starship in that time period, 900 years, right in the Discovery time period. And the Star Trek Discovery characters, they might go on to rank in other positions. Now, Captain, she'll go to make an admiral, and so on. And all the other characters you see will move on. Now, Book, who knows what he, because he's not started part of Starfleet yet. He's helping build Starfleet with Michael Burton, Captain Michael, but he's not part of Starfleet. Now, him and Michael might get married, too. I mean, that's the way to end Discovery, too. See him and Booker get married and settle off into the sunset. That will be great. And later on in the time period, like sometime later on in Star Trek, we'll come back to those characters to see how they're doing, where they at in life. You know, like we did Picard. And while we get more Star Trek 900 years from now, and 900 years from in the period of this Next Generation and Deep Space Nine, in Discovery time period, we keep getting Star Trek shows in that time period. And we keep getting Star Trek shows in Next Generation and Deep Space Nine time period. Now, we build right in between that. We come right into that. Now, we gotta remember the Burn. Remember the Burn who started all of Star Trek and destroyed. We gotta get the Romulans and Ferengis and all of them back together and all. Get them back into Starfleet. I mean, Starfleet had a lot of people in it. And once we learned about the Burn, it was just surprising. Starfleet was gone. Starfleet moved from Earth, you know? And it was a good story, you know? It's really good. The writers did a good story with that. So, yeah, I know. Y'all already know from season one all the way up to season two, four. And the Klingons that we got, and the guy who had a baby by the Klingons, and the little robot woman who died and everything. And we left that guy behind so he can stay with his wife, his Klingon wife, you know. They were straight. So I don't know what they're going to do with that character. And the robot woman, they floated her in space. So maybe we might get a Star Trek episode, a TV series, that might find her and bring her back to life, you know. And the guy who married the Klingon, we might see him, because they still in the time period of Christopher Pike and Captain Kirk. So we might see them in future episodes. And I know they're going to do a Star Trek Kirk. So no doubt about that. I know they're going to do that. And that might take Picard place, you know. Because we already know what's going to happen to Christopher Pike. And all. And I think they shouldn't change it, you know. Because the original story saying Christopher Pike died. He's in the wheelchair. And Captain Kirk took over. So I think they should just let it play out like that. We find out what happened to him. He burned. He saved some children. And he got burned and everything. And all. I think the last season of that, they should do the Cage and move right into Star Trek Kirk, or call it Star Trek the Original Series. It's already called Star Trek, the original Star Trek, called Star Trek. They just should name it Star Trek the the original Sirius. Or the original crew. Something like that. Kirk, Spock, McCoy, Scotty, and beautiful L'Hara. Because we're going to see a lot of her in Star Trek. Chekov and Sulu, we definitely going to see their characters built up in the new Star Trek, the new original Star Trek. We're going to see a lot of their characters built up, and the people who play them. So, I'm really excited about the Star Trek that's coming, and going to just flip on to Kirk, you know, and let's just see what happens, okay? It's 2023. It's gonna be good, people. And Star Trek Online, I just hope they get a better engine. And now I'm gonna talk about Star Trek Online, because all the other games got beautiful engines and look, all the characters look real. I wish they would fix Star Trek Online. Come on, people. I know it's a PC game, but you put it on the consoles too. And Fallout 4 and Grand Theft Auto really beat you in every way. We got some bugs in Star Trek Online. We got a lot of buzzing on Star Trek Online. It's a great, great game, online game, and all. And they got it. It's running well. It runs well and all. But I just wish they just go in and clean it up. Clean it up. Make it look real. Like they do in Grand Theft Auto and Fallout 4. Clean it up. Clean the characters up. Make them look real. And it will be really good. You will see a lot of more people coming in playing Star Trek Online. Now, the reason I think people don't play it, because of that, because I read some of the comments on it, and I play it. You know, I'm waiting until I get my new system, and I'm going to continue playing it. And I love it, but I got a lot of other things to do now, like write my books and do my podcast and my YouTube channel and so much stuff. And I'm single, and this is my season alone. This is my season, God says. And I'm getting ready to go, you know, just to do my thing, you know. I mean, after what happened last year, oh boy, it was definitely a wake-up call, you know. And I'm totally woke. I'm ready, yes. And this got the joy, the wisdom, and the knowledge of God, you know, this got that, and I'm always going to speak of God on my show, all right, y'all don't believe in God, then, don't believe in Jesus, don't believe in God, then this is not the show for you, because I'm going to talk about my Lord, you know, and I'm going to testify what he did, you know, okay, but this is not church or nothing. This is not church. This is not no prayer thing or nothing. This is just my testimony of the things that I've been through from the past to now. And I'm just telling the people, you know, I don't care. God told me to tell your story. Tell it. And that's what I'm doing. Don't worry about what people say. Tell your story. Tell your story from the heart. Let them think what they want to think. You tell your story. And that's what I do. And it feels good to get off my chest. You know, feel good. Otherwise, go crazy. Like some people just go crazy, wind up in jail, doing something stupid, or killing themselves, or being depressed, killing themselves. No. Open that Bible and says, and follow its guidance. I mean, I'm feel sorry for the people who don't believe, boy. And you just don't know what he got for you. I mean, he's real, people. He's real. I can testify from that. He's real. Anything you want, he'll give you. I mean, just ask for it. Fix your finances. Give you money to fix your car. Fix your relationship with your children or girlfriend or white husband. And if y'all been apart for years, just ask God to make y'all just good friends with your children. And I bet that relationship you had together will be better than the one you had when you were together, you know, because God working that. He's working that, because when y'all was together, you fight all the time, right? Now, both of y'all ask God to say, hey, we got to fix this. Even though we're not going to get back together, we got to fix this with our children and our grandchildren. He would do it. He would do it. And then y'all become best friends. Both of y'all married all over again, but y'all best friends. And y'all getting along just like y'all sister and brothers, like y'all wasn't even married. You know, that's God working. That's God working. And y'all children are like, what happened to them two? Couple years ago, they was at each other's throat. Now look at them. Sitting there laughing at the table. That's God work. You know, he know y'all two wasn't happy together, so he gave y'all to somebody else where y'all will be. Yeah. And both of y'all pray to God now. You know, both of y'all got two partners that's in God. And y'all pray to God. So you got two, four, and one king. Hello. Hello. Pass the matches on to other people. Just pass it on to other people, yo. And it will be alright, people. It will be alright. And this... make 2023 your time. If God put you by yourself, get that time to him and you. Go travel. Go to art school. Go back to school. Do something. Don't drill on that past. Oh, she left me. Don't sit there and listen to breaking up songs and all and cry. You can stay there for a little while, but don't do that, okay? Make a plan, make a bucket list, and stretch it off every 2 months. I'm going to save, I'm going to travel, I'm going to start a business, I'm going back to school, I'm going to do the things that I wanted to do when I was a kid and a teenager, like go to art school, take singing classes, and the BCC do have programs so you can do that. So you got no excuse. No. Your new season. No excuse. None at all. Talking to both female and male. Black, white, Chinese, green, yellow. Trump fans. Obama fans. Bush fans. Whoever you are. Make it yours. Alright, Michael Jackson fans, Elvis Presley fans, I don't care who you are or what you like. Rap music fans, and as long as you know Jesus and he took you to that storm, and you know that he took you out. He brought you out. Don't matter what you like. Okay? It's your job to take care of your community, your city, and your state. Okay? You are the people, for the people, by the people. You are the people, the government, and the United States government works for, okay? You are the people. Don't forget it. No matter you're Republican or independent or Democrat, you are the people. That's it. They work for you. The Constitution says, they work for you. You know? And have a savings account. I was watching on YouTube. It was teaching me, telling me, have 3 savings accounts. Have an emergency saving account. Have a bill saving account. And have a play saving account. When I say about play, like doing a podcast, or shopping, or just buying with one thing. Have a want saving account. Have a need saving account. And have an emergency saving account. So that would be your need. That would be your emergency. Your stream emergency account. In case something happens. You lose your job or something like that. You already saved money for that. Bill saving account. Pay for all your streaming service. Your bills. Your rent. Your mortgage. Your car payment. Have money for that one. And then your play saving account. If you're a gamer. Or you just like traveling. Or you just a diva. And you just like jewelry and gospel. You and your girls like to hang out and drink. That's your play saving account. Okay? Don't need no man. Your play saving account is your man. No? If you feel like that. Only if you feel like that. But you feel like that you need a male in your life, then that's good too. Okay? But that's on you. I mean, I'm just saying, okay, I'm a male too, so I gotta calm down, because I might make some males really mad. But you know what I'm talking about, guys, right? We got those divas, the ones that all you have to do is pee off this one time, and they'll get up on you and tell you about yourself from head to toe. I mean, they call divas. I mean, and anyone marry one, God help you. I mean, if you can handle it, that's good. But I don't want no diva. Oh no. Here come mama. Time for me to go down the basement. I just love my woman. I love my national born woman. Woman and woman, you like woman and woman, men and men, that's your thing, okay? That's your thing. Got nothing against you. You're God child. You're a child of God. That means you're my heavenly brother, and I love you no matter what you like. But I'm old school, man, woman, national man, national woman. You have to be born with the parts of a woman. You have to be born with it, not put on you. Not go get an operation and put it on you. You have to be born with that poem. And grow into your womanhood. You know what I mean? Your monthly friend. And the two friends that you get when you get older. And yeah. That's a national woman. Because gotta respect the people who like each other. You know. Gotta respect that. Because that's the new normal now, because I don't have nothing against that enough. But there's some of us, some men just old school, you know. Never cross that line. Mm-mm. You can have fun. That's your thing. Like Michael Jackson said, what you want to do, I can't tell you. Put a stop to it. I wasn't sitting here to be judgment day, because that's not me. God tell me just talk about you, talk about him on my show, let him know how much he lifts me and what he did to me, so he can do the same to you if you go to him. That's what God tell me, not to judge, not to throw stones at people, not to put down people, nothing like that. Mm-mm. That's why he gave me this show. Gave me this computer and all this stuff. He didn't give me for it to judge people or nothing. And my job is just to get his message out and also talk about my shows, like Star Trek, Star Wars, and all. So, I get to do both, you know, talk about my shows and get a little bit of him in there. And he's good, people. He's just good. But the news, I'm going to talk about the news too, people. I know back in the day we only get 1 hour of news. I remember the 11 o'clock news. It wasn't no 4 o'clock news, 5 o'clock smooth news. It wasn't no 6 o'clock news. We just had to wait till all the shows over and we got the 11 o'clock news. It was CNN and all these cable news stations started the news 24/7. And then the local news said, okay, we're going to do this too. Then we got the 4:30 news. Then we got the 6:30 news. 6:30 came to 6 o'clock news. 6 o'clock came to 5:30 news. 5:30 came to 5 o'clock news. I was like, when is this going to end? Then it got 4:30 news. Then the 4:30 news came to 4 o'clock news. There go the soap operas. And then it just get bad in the morning too. We had the news like 7:30 in the morning. Then it came 7 o'clock. Then it came 6:30. Then it came 6. Then we got 5:30. Then we got 5. Then we got 4:30 news. I'm like, what is so important that they got to have all these news? Well, look into the world. Look in your neighborhood. Go downtown. And look at all the businesses. And all the crime. And all the things. And all the people around you. And look at the past. COVID-19. 9/11. And things in between. Like inner city crime. And all. Police shooting. You get my point? Yeah. The country is still beautiful. If you take a week and just drive to at least 50 states, just go across 50, not all 50 states, just go across 5 states. And just go to a country drive to all 5 states. Any state that you want, no matter where you live. Take a country drive to at least 5 states. Straight across 5 states and then come back. Just come back. It will ease your mind. Take a lunch. When you get to the last 5th state, take a lunch with your family or friends or whoever you take with you. Have a nice lunch and dinner. Walk around. Then y'all come back. Drive a nice back. But you will see my point. Especially in the states in the Midwest. Like Wyoming and all that. This beautiful states. Open land. Miles and miles of open land. So much history. It would take days just to stop one state and look at the history of that state from east to west to north to south of that state. It would take days to learn, and then you go to the next state, learn a little bit about that state and the history of it and the people of it. And that's my point of me traveling. That's why I want to travel. And either I fly and take an Uber when I get to each state and go to each place that I want to go. Or take the bus like I did to the Grand Canyon and all and see what kind of bus trips they have to states, different states and all. And each state is different. And they will give you a tour. And they'll take you across other states and look at the other states and history of most states. Some bus tours go like five states up and come back. You know. I think we used to have a Dawa bus. Take you from New York. I forgot what they called that bus. The Charlie bus or something like that. It was right downtown. And you get on, ran in front of one of the hotels. It was the Dawa bus and take you all the way up to New York. Cost a dollar. I don't know if they still got it or not. But it was a time when people was coming to this town. And they had that. But I don't know what to tell you, people. I don't know what this year is going to bring. I mean, it's probably already police shootings, and we only halfway in the year, you know. And I just go to work and come straight home, you know. I don't really go out no more, because after what happened last year, I just try to rebuild myself and do me, you know, and just keep God close to my heart and everything. Keep my kids close to my heart and pray for them, and they ever need me, hopefully they know how to pick up the phone and ask me for something. And that's why I say have like 3 or 4 accounts. Say I'm going to have like 3 accounts. I already got 2 accounts with PNC, and I got one with Bank of America, and one with M&T. So I'm going to have like a little account and put a little bit of money in just in case they do need me. Maybe I can write them a check and send it to them. Like, say Michael need me. Even though he's not on good terms with his father and all, he want to let the ignorance take control of his mind and, you know, so with Donald and Myra and so on and on and on. But I'm still going to help them. All they have to do is ask. They need a little bit of money, and that's what that account for. For my save money for them. So all I have to do is this: write them a check or do Cash App. Have a Cash App on his phone. Just send it money to him, you know. And he will have money, you know. Yeah, you know, that's what I would do for him. But as far as hanging with his mother apartment, and no, I'm not going to be a part of that, because if y'all saw what y'all saw last year, seen what y'all saw last year, he think he had a control in doing this, and he just mad because we took it all away from him. We took the power away from him. You know? He thought he had the power and control and everything. And once he did what he did to my aunt and them, and threatened me and her and my cousin, we just pulled that plow. We pulled the plug on him. And now he's not allowed at our Nancy house. He's not allowed here. But like Robin and them said, still help him. Still talk to him. See how they doing and everything. Don't turn your back on them or nothing. And we got all kinds of ways to send money in case he need it. So that's what that count I'm going to try to do. And this is my New Year's revolution, to save money, mercy money, bill money, and play money, and a little get together with them get money, you know. And that's what I'm going to do, you know. I'm trying my best, you know. Still got tax season, even though I did something real stupid 2 weeks ago when I got my short-term disability, you know. Y'all know that. Paid $500 for a whole year for the speaker service. I really can't believe I did that, you know. I mean, that was on me, man. I was just wasn't paying attention. I was trying to pay for the $50 a month, but I wound up paying the $500 a year. That was on me, man. That I would never let that go until I get money in my pocket again. But I'm going to buy me a nice TV, and I'm just going to save so I can get out of this apartment and get into a better apartment. They got apartments where I can afford, you know, and I got a raise. That's why I like about this job too. Get a raise. Every now and then I get a raise. You know, might get them one next year too. Or the year after. Might get a raise. So I'm going to try to hold on to the job at least to another 2-3 years. You know, at least until I pass that road test, the driving road test, get my license, you know, but I'm still going to hold on to it. But, you know, I know it's coming, and I want to talk about the things that we do when we get up in the morning. When that alarm goes off on Monday morning, you're like, then I just went to bed. I know I did. I know I do. Soon you lay down, it seems like 3 minutes later, the stupid alarm goes off. Like, I just laid down 3 minutes ago. How the heck is going to be time to get up? You know? I know y'all had that feeling. I just lay down. I just got into deep sleep. Took me a while to get into a good deep sleep. And all of a sudden, sometimes it's like to throw that clock right out the window. Say, hell with it. Buy me if you want. I ain't getting up. I did that at Goodwill, though. Alarm goes off. Just got to sleep Monday. Beep, 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 beep. Like, hell no. I ain't going in today. Unplugged it and just throw it away. You know? Didn't like that job anyway, so. But I know all of y'all been through that, you know. I mean, that's just the part of having a job, you know, and being responsible and being liable, a liability, because, you know, your boss will know that you're coming in. Even though the alarm goes off, he knows you are liable. You ain't missed no days. You call in when you can't come in. Never call out. You put your vacation in correctly and all. You know, no matter what, he knows that you're going to be there, right? Yeah, you're one of those good, reliable people, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing for your resume and a lot of other things. Also, when you get remarried or find yourself a nice woman, she's going to see that too. Because if you're reliable with your mom and dad, they call you up, you there for them, and all, and your job, she gonna see that too, and that gonna bring over to her and say, and she gonna ask you to do things, and you do it, without question, and you do it on time. Sometimes you make a little mistake, you know, but you got it done though. I mean, if she's that kind of woman and say, is understanding, like, okay, you know, maybe miss a bill or something, maybe one or twice, and she will say, okay, just don't do it again. Oh, you miss it again. But she that kind of woman, just say, turn it over cheap. He'll get it together. He got so much on his plate and all. And he do. You know, you got that kind of man or that kind of woman, stay with him. I know. Liability, you know. And good thing to have, trustworthy, dependable, and everything else. That's a sign of righteousness. Just doing good, paying your bills on time without even question. So that's why I say emergency account, a bill a bill account and play account. And you do have a girlfriend, you and her just started off, set up a date night, and that's be your play account. Take her out on a date. And all the things that go on at the job, set up a date night, like Thursday or Friday, or Saturday, or even Sunday, before y'all go back into the world and deal with the people in there. Have a date night, you know, just you and her. If you have children, put the money in for a babysitter. You put up half, she put up half. And you have a date night. You know, tell her you appreciate everything she do. From the time she lay down to have your children, to the time she say yes, she will marry you and be with you the rest of your life. Alright? It's all about her, people. I learned that lesson. It's all about her and those kids she gave you. And you make it all about them, they're going to make you happy. If you give it all you got to them, they're going to make you happy as well. Okay? The truth. Believe me. I know it's not going to be easy. You're going to have your disagreements and fights. No. That's normal in a relationship. Don't hit. Never hit. Especially a man. Never hit a woman. Okay, what'd she do to you? Ever. Don't. Okay? She's your children's mother. Ever. No. That's a no. In God's eyes and in the laws of man. Cause you hit her. The law, the white man is coming in the army. They're not coming in two cops. They're going to bring the whole damn precinct with them. Everybody going to come. Including the homicide, the homicide division, the drug division, and the regular police. They're going to have everybody just for that one person. Don't hit. It's not worth it. If you know what I mean, and you've been in that situation, you know what I mean. Every damn cop in the city, just for one man, one unarmed man, who made this one mistake. Oh my God. And big white, tall-headed white cops. Sorry, police. But take it too serious. Oh my God. Oh, man. I mean, just that one mistake. He just did. And that kind of woman liked to just start drama. And she's just waiting for you to hit her. And she know what's going to happen. Once you even tap her on her face, she's going to pick up the phone. Oh, you know? So, don't hit. No matter how mouthy, how aggressive, and how disturbing it is. Go find a spot in the house, or go cut grass, or go to a bar. Not a strip bar, because that's going to get you in more trouble. You're just going to make the situation more intense. I mean, if you can, just go sit in a nice bar for a little while and watch TV, like Applebee or Green Turtle Bar, something like that, and just sit there, you know, just calm your nerves, and then come back, you know. But that go for a woman too. Don't hit. I mean, they don't come in numbers when you hit a man. Maybe three or four cops. Like I said, homicide division, drug division, SWAT, even people that you report the police to, they come in with their guns and stuff. AAI, they come in. you know. I know, because I've been through that experience. Didn't even hit him. Didn't even touch him with nothing. And about 50 cops. It was ridiculous. 50 cops for one man. But don't put yourself in that situation, people. Okay. Talk about Star Trek, Picard, and Discovery, Strange New Worlds, the world events. Super Bowl is coming, people. That's right. The championship games is coming. The National League and American League championship. They should be almost over the playoffs. Most teams should be eliminated so far. And hopefully we'll see some new teams going into the series. Like Pittsburgh and Washington. Wouldn't that be a good game? We never seen them play in a playoff or a championship game. That would be neat to see Pittsburgh and Washington, the old Washington Redskins, they call Washington now, and to see them in a championship, you know? Or some other team, you know? I mean, I'm cheering for the Chargers, you know? Hopefully they make it, even though I'm not a big fan of theirs. I like the L.A. teams. I'm a fan of the Rams. I picked the Rams. But I see San Francisco is in there, too. Hopefully. I would like to see San Francisco and Pittsburgh, or Washington and Pittsburgh. San Francisco, or one of the other teams. There's some new teams, you know. That it would be great, people, football fans. I know, you want your team in there, but they gone. They gone home. They packed up. They didn't win. You know, it is what it is. You know, Ravens. If you're still in there. Ravens, you're making this city really happy. Okay? If you make it to the championship and you win, you need to get downtown and have another pet rally. Okay? And I would just be down there just to have the food and all. They have food down there and stuff. Just to see y'all off. But that's my opinion. Have another pep rally if you win the championship, Ravens. If you still in and win the championship. I don't know if you're still in or not. I know my team is not going. They gave me a Christmas win. So, I'm really just hoping for the other teams, for other people, you know, let them win. But football season almost over. Getting ready for next season. And I really didn't have a football season because I was dealing with this arm in the hospital and all. And it just ruined my football season. Just ruined it. And I just stopped. I used to play the FanDuel games and all that. And I was just really upset. And I was just in my little storm and all, trying to get out of the stuff that I got into, you know, when I had to go and be hospitalized. But like I said, God got me out. He got me out. And I'm just saying I'm a witness of his miracle, you know. So, non-believers, just think about it, okay? Just think about it. Think about it. Because you never know what kind of situation you're going to be in. And things can happen just like that, people. You'll find yourself free one day and then caught up in court for a murder charge or something like that the next. bull crap can happen. It can happen. And don't think it can't happen to you, because it can. Alright? Just be really careful what you do, what you do, how you do it, whatever you do it, the people you hang with, your surroundings, so on. And you already know this. Especially in the cities that have crime and danger cities. And I have to say Baltimore is one of the dangerous cities. Until we get out that danger city zone. Sorry, danger city. Be careful. Just be careful. Watch your surroundings. Do not go. You see a lot of people around AMT machine. Don't go near it. Go to another one. Go to the ones inside the supermarkets. Okay? Or in the grocery stores or something like that. Even in the daytime, you don't feel as comfortable, don't go. Put yourself around surroundings. Right? I go to the Giant. There's a lot of people around there. A security guard right there and all. And everything. Because there's a lot of people up on Reisertown Road. Young people. And all. And I'll be very careful when I go to the ATM. I don't have to go to ATM for nothing this year, this week. But when it's time to pay the rent, I just get Henry to take me to the ATM. But just be careful. Please just be careful. I just saw on my phone on the news back in 2022 in December, someone was trying to trap somebody at the ATM machine. And knowing they're going to be on camera and everything, I just don't know why I do that. But that's the new normal we live in, people. And Star Wars, I'll be talking about the next Star Wars movie. That's right. The next saga. It's coming. Star Wars fans, y'all ready? Ready to do some talking about that? We're going to do some Star Wars past talking, too. Also, we're going to talk about the International Space Station. Should we just blow it up and bring our people home? You know? Or just keep on going with the flow? And then, also, Baltimore. Have you seen any snow for the last few years? Are we getting hot weather? It was hot back in the summertime. Why are we getting hot weather in January? I hate this. Y'all hot people who like summertime need to take a break and let the people in wintertime enjoy their winter. Like ice skating and snowing, skiing and stuff like that. Who like the cold, who like that winter time. Let us have our winter. Y'all get your summer. You know? Won't y'all pray for us to get a nice winter? Snow ain't gonna stay around forever. Come on. We're gonna talk about this in the next episode. Watch. So y'all have a good afternoon. Have a good day. Have a blessed week. And all. And snow lovers, just keep playing for snow. It's not over yet. We still got March, February to go. And the rest of January. So it's not over. It's not over. Hopefully we'll see something. A big, big, big blizzard. Thank you for listening. And have a good night. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. Ashley, and we love you. See you on the next episode.